Masks continue to be required in City of North Bay facilities, and the municipal employee COVID-19 vaccination policy remains in place, for the time being. How long these public health measures stay in effect will have much to do with the direction of the provincial Ministry of Health. As of March 1, the Ontario government lifted capacity limits in all remaining indoor public settings and ended proof of COVID-19 vaccination requirements for all settings. See also, vaccine policies, no longer necessary. Ontario top doc wants to remove them March 1 when it comes to the City of North Bay's holdings. Proof of vaccination is no longer required for members of the public when entering municipal arenas, a requirement that followed provincial restrictions. Proof of vaccination has never been required for other publicly accessible areas of municipal buildings, such as the Customer Service Center at City Hall or the Transit Station on Oak Street. As of late 2021, 11 employees had been fired in relation to the city's vaccination policy, and that number has since grown to 12. While Ontario says businesses and other settings may choose to continue to require proof of vaccination, masking requirements remain in place. Chief Medical Officer of Health Dr. Kieran Moore said recently to expect a decision in the second or third week of March on the date it will lift masking in public spaces and schools. See also, mask mandates will lift in schools, public spaces at the same time. Moore and world is done with COVID and it's time to move on from restrictions. Ford, during a press conference in late February, Canada's chief public health officer, encouraged people to continue to wear masks people in public even after mandates are dropped. People should choose to wear masks, according to Dr. Teresa Tam. It should be probably one of the most foundational layers that you can use. See, public health mandates could return, Tam warns, but favors lighter touch in future. We will continue to review our policies with regard to face coverings and other pandemic measures as the province continues to ease restrictions, says the city's communications officer Gord Young. Although most employees who were previously working from home are now returning to the office, we still have a limited number of employees who continue to work remotely, adds Young. The city's vaccination policy for employees remains in place. Taking the steps to limit the number of staff in the physical workplace at any one time reduces the risk of absenteeism due to COVID-19. In most cases, individuals and groups now coming into the office are doing so on a rotating basis, says Young. We plan on bringing back more employees in the coming weeks as pandemic indicators improve and the province continues to lift public health measures. Meanwhile, Ontario public servants working remotely have been advised they must return to the workplace at least 3 days per week beginning April 4, according to this Canadian press report. The Ontario Public Service counts 60,000 people among its ranks, including 31,000 who continue to work in person since the onset of the pandemic. In consultation with Ontario's Chief Medical Officer of Health, excluding public servants in high-risk congregate settings, the requirement for proof of vaccination or regular testing will expire in April, but the mask mandate will continue to be observed in all common areas until it is eventually lifted. Masks will be permitted to be removed at workstations as long as physical distancing is maintained, according to an Ontario Public Service memo. And meetings will continue to be held in a virtual setting. The city's procedural by-law allows for members of council and members of local boards or committees to participate electronically in meetings until April 30, advises Young. Electronic meetings will continue to be necessary at this time, as it is our understanding that the requirement for social distancing in workplaces remains in place.